Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
The Syrian refugee crisis has resulted in nearly half the country's 22 million population either being displaced or living in camps, both inside Syria and in neighbouring countries. Aid organisations are struggling to cope with the ever-increasing number of people in desperate need of basic assistance. And with winter setting in across the Middle East, the situation is set to become even more desperate. Angus Cox reports from inside Syria on the challenges that refugees and aid workers alike are facing in the coming months.
It's very, very bad, especially for winter, because the tents is ancient and have many holes, and the refugees doesn't have heating devices. There are some toilets, but it's primitive. It's very cold. The difficulties in the camp, the main roads, because it's very muddy. We can't walk. If the rain fall, they're also short in food, heating devices.
This is Ahmed, one of a group of three Syrian humanitarian workers, describing the current situation in Atmeh refugee camp, one of the largest in northwest Syria with nearly 30,000 inhabitants. All three are undergoing healthcare training in order to provide aid to those living in the camp.
We are volunteers in the camp. We work in educational healthcare. We educate the people about personal and general hygiene and also about vaccination. We learn people about the chronic disease. We are learning more skills to help our friends or our families inside Syria.
What's the plan long term? Once your training is finished, you will live in the camp and work in the camp?
Yes. Okay. Our training to develop our skills to deal with these people.
And so how long will you stay then?
About 5 months.
Mulham Jundi works with Watan, an amalgamation of charities working together to alleviate the refugee crisis in Syria through sustainable developmental projects. The organisation's current objective is helping to prepare the refugee camps for the onset of winter.
There is more than 9 million Syrians displaced inside Syria and refugees outside Syria. More than 40% of the Syrians are outside of Syria. We are working here since September 2012. I visit Idlib, I visit Hama, I visit Aleppo. The situation is very bad.
How do the people in the camps cope with the winter coming? Can winter be quite harsh living in the camp?
We hear it will be one of the worst winter coming since a couple of years. It will be very cold. The needs in the camps, it's too big. Most of the camps, they don't have winterization kits. We're talking about blankets and mattresses. There is more than 15 camps inside Syria. The need is too big for them. We are trying with different organizations to get benefits for these camps.
A lot of international aid organizations, such as the UN, they're preparing to be dealing with a long fallout from the Syrian conflict that will go on for a very long time.
It's one of the important considerations because it's very clear for all the people, like the conflict will take years and years, and we are not sure what's the next step for the conflict in Syria. This is why we are trying to focus more on development and on the microfinancing project. Here we can work on the step one of the future of Syria.
Another aid organization preparing for an extended stay in Syria is Human Appeal. Fiona Duffy from Dublin has been volunteering for the charity on the ground in Syria.
So Syria is not going to be an overnight fix by any manner of means, no matter what happens. And I know Human Appeal, my own experience of Human Appeal Ireland and Human Appeal International, is they don't go into a disaster zone or a conflict zone or anywhere that needs aid and pull away just when there's a fix on. They'll stay. It's a sustainable programme at the moment. Human Appeal International are building a village here in Syria where there is sustainable housing and people are taken out of the campsites. Today we've got weather, it's cold, it's been raining, and this is only going to get worse. So the village itself is very, very important. The last time we were here in October, there was 40 truckloads of flour are delivered to the area. 24 of them came to this particular bakery. This flour is actually made into bread, high quality, very contained, very clean, and that in itself is shipped back into the camps and further into Syria where it's needed.
And where is that flour coming from?
That flour is donations from Human Appeal International. The Irish element of that give a certain amount every month, and it's saving lives.
According to humanitarian organisations, those who are having to endure the harsh winter in refugee camps are the lucky ones, with the crisis deeper inside Syria considerably more challenging.
The situation inside Syria is more bad. The lack in everything. Lack in medical devices, medicine. Some parts in Aleppo haven't any schools.
What happened to the school?
Destruction from the
bombings.
From the missiles, bombs. Some refugees are living in the schools.
Do a lot of people who flee Aleppo, Idlib, to go to the camps, do they know that it's better in the camps than it is in the city?
They go to the camp to escape from death.
You all have family in Syria?
Yes.
Do you know where they are?
Some of them kills because of the war. Most of them, we don't know where they are. We can't call with them. We can't see them.
And do you think you will ever find out and hear from them?
There aren't any way. We can't speak with them from 7 months. I want to cry to them. I love them very much. I can't see them.
And that report from inside Syria from Angus Cox.